is Iris Zachary with the University of Missouri Informatics Institute and a doctoral student in health informatics. Her presentation is Health Informatics, How Information Technology Can Increase Access and Use of Registry Data.
So I work at the Central Missouri Cancer Registry, and this is one of our projects that we're working on right now. I don't have any relationships to disclose, and we want to thank you. MCRORG is supported in part by CDC, the Missouri Department of Health, and the University of Missouri. As an introduction, the role of cancer registries, central cancer registries collect accurate, complete, and timely cancer data. We do have standardized data in cancer registries. We have a long history of collecting data. We serve the residents of the state that you're in. Each state has one central cancer registry. And the secretary of the DHSS noted that a national system of cancer registries can help us understand the disease better and use our resources to the best effect in prevention and treatment. So all of these activities reduce the burden of cancer. That's what we're really all interested in. And CCR data, central cancer registries hold a vast amount of information that is used for cancer control, research, public health planning, program evaluation, patient care improvement. We provide data for public health surveillance and support research by providing expertise and expertise and the access to the data. I'm focusing on the access of the data with this project, and our role is not only to collect it, but actually enable the data access. The purpose of our project was, like I said, to provide data, to make data available for use and make the access to the data simple and ensure data security and data protection and make central cancer registries more visible and increase the use of registry data. So I'm talking about the, I will give a review of the data request process and identify the minimum necessary information that is needed, you know, that we need to collect from the requester, and basically about the main barrier for not using cancer registry data, which is the data request process. I will be talking about that in a minute, and develop a database and a web portal for the user. So there's different types of data requests that you can have in a to a central cancer registry. We have separated those out. Each state does this a little bit differently, but we separate data linkages because they are really the easiest data request to fill. And we have also data requests that have data requests that include for non-sensitive data, for sensitive data, which is record level data that may include zip codes, and then basically confidential data and confidential data with patient contact, which of course the last ones include IRB approval. And some data requests, I want to just mention that because it's not that widely known, can be filled through resources that are available online already. Over 50% of states, actually now it's even more, have their data available in interactive tables on their websites. In Missouri, our system is called Missouri Information for Community Access, MICA, and that's the address for it. But if you go to the Cancer Registry sites for the Central Cancer Registry online, you will find, usually under research or if you drill down a little bit, you will find their tables. And this is just a list that includes where cancer registry data is available. And basically, that's where we are submitting to. We submit to CDC, MPCR, CINA, and that's where you can find cancer registry data. If basically, so what we tried to do in this project was to find out through two questionnaires that we administered to central cancer registries and to cancer researchers what they're collecting and what their need is in terms of data. So we covered those areas of research, data collection, data requests for both of the groups. And basically what we found is central cancer registries by now collect a lot of information, like I said. When we asked, it's 225 fields, data elements. When we asked the question about data requests, if the cancer registry has a data request that they cannot fill, what the reason is, 100% of the participants said that the data is not collected. And that was like a question they could answer more than one. They could give more than one answer. But 100% said, we don't have it. So there's obviously a big gap on what, you know, the requester really wants and what we are actually having or collecting. And this is basically looking at the data request process. Each state has their own process, and it's based on their policy and guidelines. Overall, there's no standardized process for how to request data at a central cancer registry. And our goal was basically to move from a manual to an electronic process. All the states that I looked at, which are most of the states, do not have an electronic data request process in place. So if you want to request data, you have to pick up the phone or you have to send an email to the Central Cancer Registry. And that's a big barrier. Most people that request data are used to work online. It just like an IRB request or something, you want to make those steps electronic. So we are interested in streamlining and standardizing the data request process. And basically this is from the view of the requester. We have 225 elements that are required, that we are required to collect, that are most of them are available for if you request them. And we need to know what variable, the requester needs to know what variables are available to them. So that's one thing that needs to be right there when they request data. And basically make the data items that they can request very visible. For the Central Cancer Registry, it's not very hard to set up like a system like this. All you need in your database is the name and the address of the requester, the description of the request, type of data request, the variables they are requesting, and the time interval. In terms, this is searchable for you in the database. So this is was a big improvement for us. And basically what we did is we developed an electronic process or web portal that can be easily used. We use SQL for the database, which we already have SQL because our databases are in SQL. We have PHP that we use for the web portal, and it's easy to use. It works well with SQL. So, and we included like a notification that is sent as soon as the request is made. There's a notification to the people that fill the request that there's a new request. So this is just a picture of the system. And this is what we collect at the Missouri Cancer Registry when somebody makes a data request. So the name, description, time interval, type of data request, date of the request, the organization, and if it's a new request or an ongoing project, some projects are longer. So basically in the review, it's few fields that you need for your database. You can extend it, of course, and it's important to let the requester know what is available and the granularity of your data, how much they can drill down, and basically include easy-to-follow steps in the request process. To make this process electronic, it basically allows for easy tracking of the data. You can look at your data that is requested at the registry. You can look at what is the need, what sites are requested, breast, prostate, are the major sites, but what people are really interested in. And then you can also look at the requester, who requests the data, and you can look at new and ongoing requests, how many requests you have. You can plan for resources. And one of the main advantages, I think, of an electronic system for data requests is that basically it helps you to make sure that the researcher acknowledges the data source. you have like at the Missouri Cancer Registry, when they request data, we ask them if they publish that they have to have this little standard acknowledgement in their publication, data provided by the Missouri Cancer Registry. If you ever want to know where your data is going, you can do data mining and you know where your data is, how it's being used, and if they give you acknowledgement. And like I said, this is searchable. So our goal was enhanced data use through basically making the data request process easy, increase the use of cancer registry data, and enhance the user experience for the researcher, and simplify the process internally and externally. For us, this meant that the turnaround time for data requests is more quicker. And we want to satisfy public health and researchers' needs. I presented a poster at EMEA, and most of the questions were about how can you request data from the cancer registry? How do I get your data? So in conclusion, the research data request process in an electronic form is beneficial for both the registry and the request and the researcher or the requester by making the process efficient. Any questions? At the end, yeah.
Sure.